In today's show, it's what you've all been waiting for. We're talking about sleepers, Michael Bolton.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it, indeed.
You are Locked On Fantasy Basketball, your daily fantasy basketball podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by Basketball Monster. My name is Josh Lloyd and I am the lead fantasy analyst at basketballmonster.com and at Yahoo Sports Australia. And you can find me on Twitter as always at redrock_bball and on the Instagram at Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Today, it's the show that many of you have been waiting for. We're talking about sleepers. We are talking about players whose ADP is currently too low on the various sites, Yahoo, Fantrax, ESPN. And players that I think are going to smash that number. So it's time to get serious, time to put on the glasses, and time to talk about these sleepers. Now, one thing before we do talk about them to remember is that just because I think this guy's a sleeper, it doesn't mean that you think, well, I think he's going to be the 60th best player. He's got an ADP of 120. I'll take him at 60. You're just eliminating all value. The idea, and these are not players that you absolutely have to leave a draft with. But if a guy is, I think, or you think, is going to be the 50th best guy, his ADP is 100, you get to pick 75. You take him, you make sure you get him, you get 25 spots of value, and you don't let anyone else have him, and that's fine. You could let it slide to 90, and if you miss him, oh well, there'll be other guys to grab. But it's not, I must have this guy at all costs, because then you lose the value, and don't stress yourself out if you do miss on these plays. But these are just guys to look at in various areas of the draft that are going to, I think, bring back some pretty strong value based on where their current rankings sit. So let's talk about those current rankings, and we'll start with Yahoo, and we'll look at where Yahoo's ADP currently sits. The big ragu, Dante DiVincenzo. I think it's too low. DiVincenzo's 144 on Yahoo at the moment. Last year, he was the 131st player, so he's already beaten that. And he did that in 23 minutes a game. And with the departure of Wes Matthews, he should be the starting shooting guard. Yes, Bryn Forbes could come in there. Bryn Forbes is also terrible. So DiVincenzo, regardless of if he starts or not, is going to get more minutes than that. So to me, as a late pick, the big ragu, Dante DiVincenzo, is a pretty strong option to grab there. Look, maybe he doesn't live up to some of my lofty standards, but he doesn't need to at that ADP. He could easily just beat that by 20 spots by playing 25 minutes a night. And if he ramps it to 29, or if he plays, you know, 30 minutes and his steal rate doesn't really continue like it was last season, then you're not losing anything by picking him in that area. So I really like the look of DiVincenzo there. You would have heard, you wouldn't have heard, because this is coming up before these small forward tiers, me and Matt Smith talking about Michael Porter Jr. But Michael Porter Jr., I think, is going to be the starter in Denver at small forward. His ADP is outside the top 100 on Yahoo. I know there are plenty of defensive concerns with Mick, and Mike Malone has those issues, but I believe he is going to start. I believe he is going to see his minutes increase, and if he does that with his rebounding prowess, with his three-point shooting, with his actual scoring ability and usage, as well as strong percentages, he will be a top 100 guy without really any shadow of a doubt to me. Things will have to go horribly wrong in Denver for Porter to not beat this ADP. I'm pretty confident with that. Colin Sexton's a weird one. Everyone who listens to this podcast or watches this show knows how I feel about Colin Sexton. I think that he is not very good. I think he's a horrible defender. He can't pass. His shooting has been really impressive in terms of the improvements there. And he's worked his way into being a good player on a bad team. Now, I think if you're looking to be a good team, he's not going to be one of your good players. But he's been better than expected. He was the 84th ranked player last year. His ADP is 128. If you can make sense of that, please drop a comment below, because I can't. The Cavs didn't add anyone to take his minutes or anything like that away. Isaac Okoro is there. They play different positions, and Sexton is obviously a better offensive player than what Okoro is. Sexton should have the usage again. He should have, hopefully, that efficiency comes back. He showed an improvement in his passing towards the end of the year. 128 for Cole Sexton, that is easy money, as it is for Kobe White at 124. These guys are next to each other in ADP. I've got them next to each other in my rankings as well, just it's about 40, 50 spots higher than this. Now, White had that sensational run when he entered the starting lineup at the end of last season. That's an unrealistic expectation. He had, like, I think 30% usage, and he was hitting 48% of his threes. He wasn't missing, but the encouraging thing was there, the minutes went up. the assist rate went up. He was getting some steals and he was generally playing well. Now, last year, he was like a 38% field goal percentage guy. That should improve for him. Don't expect that high level of production that we saw at the end of last year. And an interesting thing to me to measure up Coby White is he's ranked a lot higher on Yahoo, 65th, but his ADP is at 124 at the moment. Now, that could easily change, but that just seems to be way off at this point. And then his namesake, the old big fella, Maximum Derek.
Maximum Derek.
Derek White, 103rd ranked player. He was amazing in the bubble. He had some struggles last year because the Popovich rotation was pretty poor. 25 minutes a night last year, 123rd ranked player. His ADP is up to 103. If you take him around there, I think it's great value. I really can't see a scenario in which Popovich goes back and plays him 25 minutes and DeJounte 24 minutes. I can't see that being a situation. These guys should both be pushing 30 minutes a night and both be smashing through that that sleeper portion that value that they're currently being shown at. Built Bar is back. Built Bar has the six new flavors: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake as well. Some great stuff with those new flavors for Built Bar. Joining the 12 originals, these guys are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew, and they are great if you're looking to lose or maintain weight because they are low calorie and low sugar while being high in protein and high in fiber. The Cherry Barcia Bar, 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, and just 4 grams of sugar. So go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. So use that code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. Don't forget, coming up this week, there will be the Power Forward Tier Show, the Small Forward Tier Show, and the Center Tiers Show with Matt Smith. They'll be coming out this week. You're definitely going to get more than the 5 shows this week. So pay attention to that. You'll get the Small Forwards one out later today, Power Forwards tomorrow, Centers the day after that, with other shows sprinkled in throughout the week. So make sure you're subscribed and you never have to miss any of those episodes. Another sleeper, Jeremy Grant at 131. I don't like what Jeremy Grant did in terms of trying to overextend himself to be the number one guy in Detroit. I think it'll go horribly. But at an ADP of 131, I feel pretty good that he'll beat that. Now, he was 173rd last year, so he'll be better than that. He'll play more than the 27 minutes a night. He'll play at small forward. His usage will go up. He's not going to be a great fantasy player. He's probably not going to be a top 50 player. But I feel pretty good about him being a top 100 guy. I think he was 99th the year before playing for the Thunder. I think he's got a chance to be better than that because his usage should be able to spike as well. But he's got pretty limited upside after that. But obviously the value at 131 is pretty stark. And then Markelle Fultz has an ADP of 132. So getting picked just one spot behind Jeremy Grant. But like Grant, there's a big opportunity here for Fultz this season. Last year, DJ Augustin was around, and Fultz played just 28 minutes a night. The backup point guard in Orlando at the moment is Cole Anthony. I don't have the trust in Anthony to be a guy that's playing at 22 minutes a night and taking it away from Fultz. I think Fultz sees his minutes jump up. If his percentages come up as well, then he's going to really annihilate this number. That might not happen, but just even through getting 4 to 5 extra minutes a night, this ADP should be dust. Lord Alfred Payton. I include him because his ADP is 151, which is basically the last 4 or 5 picks of a draft. I don't know if Payton will start. I don't know if he'll play 30 minutes a night, but I do know that if he does start and if he does play 30 minutes a night, he will probably be a top 100 player. Last year, he played 28 minutes a night and ranked 98th. And at 151, when your returning competition for point guard is still Dennis Smith and Frank Ntilikina, and it's not Emmanuel Quickly because A, he's not a point guard, and B, he's a rookie. Now, if Payton gets that nod and gets those minutes, he smashes this number. And if it doesn't work out and he's on the bench behind Frank, then you drop him. You're picking him with your last pick, so you should feel pretty okay with that. Marcus Smart. Really like Marcus Smart this season. He's the 90th ranked player. If you can explain this one to me, I'd love to hear it. Last year, he played 32 minutes a night and he was ranked 60th. In his 40 starts last year, he played 34 minutes a night. Why are we expecting such a big tumble? He's going to be into the starting lineup with Gordon Hayward gone. he's going to play more than those minutes. And when he came off the bench last year, he played 27 minutes a night. That's not going to be the case for Smart this year. Yes, there can be field goal percentage issues, but he rebounds, he assists, he gets steals, he hits threes. There's a lot to like about him, and especially at that value. And then Yusuf Nurkic, I think one of the biggest ones to me is the big Nurk, because he was, I think, the 11th ranked player in the bubble last year. His ADP is 49. Now, I would never be picking him at pick 11. I'm not picking him in the second round. Last year he was the 8th ranked player over the course of the season on a per game basis. Of course, we didn't see him until the bubble, but he came back from that broken leg and they just said, right, let's go, 33 a night. Do we think that he's going back? Previously, the highest he played was 27 minutes a night. Now, if you think he's going back to playing 27 minutes a night for Portland, then you know, maybe he does meet this ADP. He is their second best player comfortably. I don't really see why Terry Stotts would just want to artificially limit him down to those 27 minutes a night. He should be playing 30 plus. And if he plays 30 plus, then he is comfortably a top 50 player. His last full season, he was the 36th ranked player and he played 27 minutes a night. So even if he plays 27 minutes a night, he's going to beat this ADP. It is an absolute no-brainer to me to have Nurk there at 49. The crucifix Christian Wood has an ADP of number 60 on Yahoo. He was the 13th ranked player post All-Star break last year. Yes, there was no Blake Griffin, Derrick Rose, Luke Kennard, Reggie Jackson. None of those guys were there, and he was doing what he wanted on a terrible team. And that's not going to be the case in Houston, most likely. Harden and Westbrook are there. He will see a sizable dip in usage, but he's also the only center outside of DeMarcus Cousins on this roster. Yes, PJ Tucker's still there, but PJ Tucker's the only power forward on this roster, so he's going to have to play power forward a lot. So Woody's going to get his minutes, whether it's 29, whether it's 34, I'm not sure. But if he plays the 34, then he's a top 30 player. And if Harden is traded, if Russ is traded, if both are traded, then Wood's usage goes back up. It might not go up spectacularly because they might bring in other high usage players, but it goes up, almost no doubt. No matter who you replace Harden and Westbrook with, Wood's usage will increase. It's the degree that to which it increases, we don't know. So Wood at pick 60, absolutely fine. He should be able to get a chance of beating that by 20, 30. If a trade happens, by 40, perhaps. I really love him at that spot. I think Al Horford looks pretty nice at number 94. Horford was out of position last year playing at power forward, but the fact that he is the 94th ranked player or ADP of 94 when last season when he was terrible he was the 81st ranked player doesn't make a ton of sense to me. So worst case scenario, he's like last year and I still get value. Best case scenario, he is rejuvenated playing his natural position in Oklahoma City. And he gives you value there. I'm all for it. Now, he could miss some games. He could get injured. He could get traded into a backup role. All those things are possible. But at pick 94, if I could get 30 spots of value on it, I'll take it every day of the week. And again, I think that the downside if he stays in that role is pretty low. D'Lon Wright. I was burnt on D'Lon Wright last year. Missed that one completely. I thought it was a great fit next to Luka. I didn't expect Tim Hardaway to play as much as he did. I thought D'Lon's going to work in there. He's going to play 28 and 9. He's going to be great. So, am I skeptical a little bit about going back to the well with D'Lon? Yeah, but his ADP is 150. The starting shooting guard in Detroit is, you answer it for me, is it D'Lon? Probably. Is it Svi Mykhailiuk? Maybe. I think I'd rather D'Lon out there, and Dwayne Casey would, considering he used to coach him in Toronto. So, I'm pretty sure D'Lon is going to be the starting shooting guard there for Detroit. And even if you are conservative in his estimates, he can rebound, get assists, and get steals. It's enough. Like I said with Alfred Payton, picking with your last pick in the draft, I'll take him every day. And the top 100 is not an outrageous expectation for him. Gordon Hayward is at number 70. Hayward was the 50th best player last year in Boston with Tatum, with Brown, with Kemba. And yes, the teammates aren't as good. That means he'll get more usage. It might impact his efficiency, but he's going to have the ball in his hands a hell of a lot, Gordon Hayward. So to me at 70, it's an absolute no-brainer decision. DeJounte Murray at number 80, same thing that I said for Maximum Derek. DeJounte is not going to go back and play 23 a night or 26 a night like he did last year where he was the 73rd ranked player. So this ADP expects him to be worse than last season, and I just don't really see that as being anything, as being like a reliable indicator of his value. Guys, don't forget you can check out Locked On NBA every day of the week, but on Mondays, I host it, and we bring on three hosts from across the Locked On Podcast Network and talk about the biggest stories across in the NBA. So subscribe to Locked On NBA wherever you get your podcasts. That'll do it for all my Yahoo ADP sleepers. Let's look at some rank sleepers because these are different. These are the original ranks that get put into the draft room in Yahoo, and these will get updated at some point. But Darius Bazley sits at 317. I didn't put him in the ADP sleepers because he doesn't even have an ADP. Bazley is going to be a starter for the Thunder. I am 99% confident of that. He was 115th ranked player in the bubble in 27 minutes a night. I'm confident he plays more than that. He can score, rebound, hit threes. He can block a shot. He can get a steal. The percentages are okay. They need some work, but they're going to give him minutes and they're going to give him touches. Like I always try and say, who is taking the shots? Shea's taking them, but he's not taking 45 a game. Al Horford's not a high usage player. Lu Dort's not a high usage player. Do they start Teo Maledon, MC Hamadou Diallo, Trevor Ariza? Regardless, whoever it is of that trio that starts, none of those are high usage players. Bazley's going to get shots. And at 317, you have to scroll down a bit to do it, but do it and draft him. He is a guy that I am absolutely all over at the end of every draft. The water boy, Chris Boucher. Now, I think there is a risk that Boucher can be overdrafted. His ADP is up to 120. But his rank is 288. He's going to share the court with Aaron Baines. He's got to beat out Alex Len. He can play a little bit of power forward. I think he should be able to do better than he did last year, where he played just 13 minutes a night. He'll get over 20. Now, whether that's 28 or whether it's 22 remains to be seen. But give him 23 minutes a night and he's knocking on the top 100. And at a rank of 288, it's an absolute no-brainer. Talked about this in the shooting guard show. Alec Burks. I don't know what to make of Alec Burks. He doesn't have an ADP either. He's got a rank of 269.
Giggity.
But who's the starting shooting guard in New York? And you can tell me it's RJ Barrett, and then I'll counter that with who's the starting small forward. Because there's no one there. Unless they want to put Ntilikina at small forward, which they've done in the past, or Ntilikina at the two, and put Barrett at the three, or put Kevin Knox back at the three. Like, the options are 100% underwhelming. Alec Burks is a guy that can generate his offense, own offense. He can pass. He can shoot. And that Knicks starting lineup needs guys that can shoot and can pass. And Burks fits that to a T. I won't say he's good, and I'm not overly projecting him, but I feel pretty good about saying he'll be better than 269. He was a 97th ranked player last year in 27 minutes a night. He probably won't be that this year, but the 27 minutes, is that an outrageous discussion? I don't think it's that outrageous. We don't know how Tom Thibodeau is going to run this rotation. There's still a lot of questions, but he's absolutely on my radar. As is Big Mace Plumlee. Yes, the Pistons were terrible in terms of their offseason, but Plumlee's got a rank of 234th. He should be their starting center. He should approach 30 minutes a night, and he should be able to be a top 150 player. He's incredibly unexciting, but he can pass, he can rebound, he can get you a block, and most importantly, he can get you high field goal percentage. So if he was a top 100 player this year, I wouldn't be 100% shocked. The backup centers are Isaiah Stewart and Jahlil Okafor. So we talk about being trash. That center position is horrible on this squad, and Plumlee should beat that number comfortably. As should Ivica Zubats, who sits with a ranking of 212th on Yahoo. His ADP is higher at 130, and the addition of Serge Ibaka does impact Zubats. He was the 188th ranked player last year in 18 minutes. I think that increases under Ty Lue. We get him at 22, 23. He can play alongside Serge Ibaka a little bit as well. Just a late round pick with probably limited upside here for Zubats, but just a guy who is ranked at this point, I believe, far too low. Jordan Clarkson at 228. Not massively into Clarko, but that is way too low for him. He was 158th ranked player last season. Should be in a similar sort of area again this year, in a similar sort of role in Utah. He's streaky. He goes off sometimes. He does nothing some other times, but that is obviously some real value at 228. I talked about the Big Ragu already at 150 on the ranks. He's a sleeper, as is Alfred Payton at 172. Terrence Ross is in the 170s. I don't really see what changes for Ross this season, where he was last year, the 124th ranked guy in 27 minutes. There's no John Isaac. He'll get his minutes. He'll get his shots. He'll beat that number. And then Seth Curry's at 163. Now, Seth Curry probably is a starter for the Philadelphia 76ers. Might knock on the top 100. He's going to score. He's going to hit threes. He's going to have good field goal percentage and good free throw percentage. He's going to do nothing else. But those things alone are enough to push him into that top 150 and probably top 130 if we're being brutally honest. Let's look at ESPN. and some of their sleepers in terms of rank. Alec Burks, Darius Bazley, I talked about them already. They're both unranked on ESPN in their top 200, so they're a good one. Jakob Poeltl, to me, is an interesting one. He's unranked too. Now, I don't know how the Spurs are going to run that starting front court. If Poeltl starts and plays 25 a night, he's probably a top 100 player. If he plays 22 minutes a night, he's probably a top 150 player. So he definitely deserves a ranking. Poeltl, absolutely an option to me as a late round pick, as a flyer type. Boogie Cousins comes in at 200 on ESPN. This is the category league rankings. Again, nearly all of these shows are tailored towards category leagues. You can take stuff for points leagues, but most of it is for category leagues. DeMarcus Cousins at 200. I don't know how much Boogie's got left. I'm pretty confident they're not going to be starting him over Christian Wood. But even in 20 minutes a night, Cousins is a high usage, steal, block, three-point, rebound, assist generator. He gets every stat. He's a guy that was a top six, top seven guy at his peak before the leg injuries killed him. And at number 200, yeah, I'll absolutely be all over that. On Yahoo, his ADP is 107, and I actually don't think that's too bad for Boogie, because if he plays 26 a night, he'll smash it. And of course, he can get injured, but you're talking about a late round pick here for DeMarcus. And then there is OG Anunoby.
But what about Scarves?
OG. Balenciaga stop, ones. OG. You better stop, OG.
What are we doing with Anunoby here? The 88th ranked player last year, and ESPN's got him at 163. Do they watch basketball? I don't know. He played 30 minutes a night. I think that'll go up this year. His value is in steals. He can get blocks. He can hit some threes. He's got decent field goal percentage. I'm all about him at that later range. Now, his ADP on Yahoo's at 80. That's taking away tons of that value. But on ESPN at 163, when you got to scroll down that list a little bit to find Anunoby, I think you'd be happy with the results when you do. Some more sleepers, Derek White and Chris Boucher, ranked 133, White is, and Boucher at 169. We talked about those guys already. We also talked about Jeremy Grant. He's ranked 149th on ESPN. Storm and Norman Powell at 173. Now, Powell, that is, that's way off, because you remember that Norman Powell last year, well, maybe you don't remember, but I'll tell you, he was the 68th ranked player last year. 173, you cannot make it make sense. So Powell, I don't think he'll be as good as what he was last year, because he benefited from really good shooting and opportunities with Lowry and VanVleet injured. Now, they may or may not get injured this season, but we don't bank on it necessarily. Well, I guess you could bank on Lowry getting injured, but you don't bank on it as a general rule. But at 173 or whatever it is, yeah, I'll take it every day. And Wendell Carter Jr. at 139. I'm big on Wendell this year. I think that the addition of Billy Donovan is going to make him into the player that he should be. He was 112th last year under the old egghead Jim Boylan. So ESPN's got him ranked lower at 139th. No, thank you. He played 29 minutes a game last year. And the thing with Carter is, and I'll stress this 100%, he is a guy that can shoot, and he's a guy that passes and can have offense run through him. Boylan basically said to him, don't ever shoot, and you're never having the ball and you can't pass. So his assist numbers from the Hoiberg era to the Boylan era, just they cut in like over half. His three-point shooting is like 21%, because he's got absolutely no confidence. If Donovan gets in and says, well, we're going to let you run things from the high post, distribute, and we're going to have some confidence in your shot as a 40% shooter at Duke, then top 50 is absolutely in reach. And you'd never take Wendell Carter there. But when his rank is 139, then you laugh that one all the way to the bank. DiVincenzo at 135 is a real sleeper to me on ESPN. And let's talk about the tank, Tom Bryant. 116th on ESPN. Why? He was 83rd last year and he played 25 minutes a night. Does he play 25 a night this year with, you know, more of Robin Lopez around? Yeah, maybe. But he was, I think, the 12th ranked player in the bubble, Thomas Bryant, playing 33 a night. Just an offensive force who also blocks shots and is a horrible defender. This Wizards team isn't going anywhere, though, but Scott Brooks does really want some defense, so it's going to put a bit of a cap on what Bryant does. But that cap doesn't include him being 116th. I think Dunk Robinson's going to suffer a bit of a decline this year, but he's 166th on ESPN, and that is a number that's too low. He was, last season, the 114th ranked player. He really only hits threes, and I think with the elevation of Tyler Hero... It's probably going to cut, you know, 2-3 minutes off Duncan Robinson, but at 166, which is undraftable in standard leagues, then he has value. Christian Wood at 69, we've talked about already, and then you've got the big Triple J, Jaren Jackson. He's entering into the season injured. That's a worry. But they've got him ranked 80th. I think that's too low. I'd be more than happy in the 60s there for Jaren. And he's got, if he puts it together, he's a top 25 type of player. You're never drafting him there. And with the injury concern, it is a bit of a worry. But he was 64th last year in just 28 minutes a game. So the minutes should go up. The production should go up. It's just the injury holding him back. And I still think 80 is a little bit too late for Jaren Jackson Jr. Killian Hayes, they've got at 144. I think that's too low. He should be the starting point guard, if not straight away, pretty much straight away. Get decent minutes. He'll hurt your percentages, but he'll get assists. He'll get steals. He's a good rebounder. He'll hit some threes. He'll score a bit. Absolutely take him with a late pick. And then I talked about Marcus Smart and Al Horford already. They're at 89 and 95, respectively, on ESPN. Bojan Bogdanovic is at 130. Bojan was really good last year for the Jazz. He was the 78th ranked player. So why is he 50 spots lower? I can't answer that. He should be higher. I don't necessarily think he'll be as good as he was last year. There was a really high level of efficiency and a high level of free throw rates, which there is a chance that some of that stuff drops off of Bogdanovic. But at 130, what are we doing? Like, he's significantly better than that. Same as the Padawan Colin Sexton at 105. There's some value in him, but I did talk about that one already. And then let's go on to Fantrax and look at some of their ADPs. A lot of these names I've mentioned already. Boucher at 301, laughable. DeLon Wright at 322. Mason Plumlee at 345, absolute value there. Nerlens Noel's at 309. Now, I don't know if he's going to start in New York. I would be absolutely floored if he does ahead of Mitchell Robinson. But if he gets 21 minutes a night, he's got a chance to be a top 100 player. So Noel at 309, if you want to take a flyer on someone, and if you're in a deeper league in particular, Noel has some really good value. JJ Redick at 330, that can't make any sense at all. I don't get it. I don't think Redick's starting, but I do think that he's breaking at least the top 200. So yeah, deeper leagues, JJ Redick's a fair way down the list there on Fantrax. We've got Seth Curry at 256, Darius Bazley at 244, just no-brainers to me. DiVincenzo at 144, Derek White at 109, Jeremy Grant at 138, all values over on the Fantrax. And then some more, we've got Christian Wood at 72, OG Anunoby at 116, Yusuf Nurkic at 52, Gordon Hayward, and I wrote him here on this graphic as Gordo, but I'll just roll with it. He's at 79 on Fantrax, and Kobe White at 109. So they're all players that we've spoken about already, but a lot of value over on Fantrax for Wood, Anunoby, Nurkic, Hayward, and Kobe White. That'll do it for my sleepers show, going through, I don't know how many guys, a lot, you know, probably 50 different players here, or you know, 50 different mentions of guys, some of them doubled up, depending on your site. This isn't an exclusive list. There might be other guys that you think are sleepers. And if there is someone you think is a sleeper, drop it down below. I'll get to as many as I can, and I'll tell you whether I actually think that guy is a sleeper or not, because some people might have different ideas on who is a sleeper. So I'd love to hear who you think is. Drop it below, and I'll leave a comment. Don't forget, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and on YouTube. Guys, we are done here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.